With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Police say a female student has been fatally shot in a Nashville area high school cafeteria. The 17-year-old shooter wounded another student at Antioch High School before turning the gun on himself. The student who was shot and wounded suffered a graze and is being treated in a hospital. No motive has been revealed. The investigation is underway. It appears former Fox News host Pete Hegseth will be confirmed as U.S. Defense Secretary by the end of the week. Bob Agnew reports.
Despite last-minute efforts by Democrats to delay the vote, the Senate is still on schedule to hold a final procedural vote on Hegseth's nomination on Thursday. That sets the stage for his final confirmation vote on Friday or early Saturday if the process drags on. Also on Thursday, the Senate is expected to hold a final vote confirming former Congressman John Ratcliffe to serve as director of the CIA. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump begins his second term in office with greater popularity than during his first term. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
A new Reuters-Ipsos poll finds that 47% of Americans approve of Donald Trump's presidency. The opinion poll, which was conducted the day before and the day of the inauguration, also shows similar support, 46%, for his immigration policies. However, 6 in 10 respondents opposed the president's pardoning of January 6th rioters charged for their assault on the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Southern California, strong Santa Ana winds have returned to fan the wildfires. Evacuations have been ordered north of Los Angeles near the Lake Castaic area. On Wall Street, stocks trading higher, the Dow up 139 points, the NASDAQ Composite up 249. This is SRN News. President Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
His executive order allows the U.S. to quit, which has made a lot of people happy, especially pro-life advocates. You might think the PCA has nothing to do with abortion, but in fact, the lengthy accord includes much promotion of abortion and contraception as a means of reducing global population, despite growing alarm over the fact that the birth rates of many industrialized countries are plummeting. President Trump is also withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has already issued a number of executive orders. One of them declares that the federal government will recognize only 2 immutable sexes, male and female. Under the order, federal prisons and shelters for illegal immigrants and rape victims are to be segregated by sex as defined by the order. Mr. Trump's actions also state that federal taxpayer money cannot be used to fund sex change operations. This is SRN News. Prince Harry has settled a lawsuit against British tabloids for invasion of privacy.
Rupert Murdoch Publications have made an unprecedented apology to Prince Harry and will pay him a substantial sum for settling the litigation, the first time the News Group newspapers has acknowledged wrongdoing at The Sun. The statement even went beyond the scope of the suit to acknowledge intruding on the life of Harry's mother, the late Princess Diana. Despite family opposition, the case was one of 3 suits brought by Harry, accusing British tabloids of violating his privacy through eavesdropping on private phone messages or use of private investigators. George Williams reporting.
Niger's defense minister says the junta-led West African countries of Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali have created a joint force that will be deployed soon in the rest of Sahel region against rising extremist violence. Niger and its neighbors have battled for over a decade an insurgency fought by jihadi groups. More details at srnnews.com.